Today's shiur is Masech B'Metzia Daf Tzadik Hei. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Hei Omen Aleph, the fourth line. Gneva Ve'Veda B'Shoel Menolon. As we discussed in the previous shiur, the Torah has three consecutive parashiyos, parashiyos Mishpatim, that speaks about the rules of different shomrim. And as the Gemara taught us in the previous shiur, we have identified that the first parasha refers to a shomer chinam, the second parasha refers to a shomer sachar, and the third one deals with the halachas of a shoyl. Actually, as we learned, that's the most obvious, because the parasha begins with chiyishal ish, that's talking about a shoyl. But in that parasha, there is no reference, what is the halacha regarding Gneva Aveda by a Shoyl. And therefore, ask the Gemara, Gneva Aveda by Shoyl, that by a Shoyl Mesach, we know the halach is that he's chai by Gneva Aveda. How do we know the Shoyl is chai for Gneva Aveda? Menola. The Chitemef, you'll suggest, Nelef Mishvur of Emesa, that if a Shoyl is chayiv by Shvur Emesa, certainly, as the Pasuk says explicitly, so certainly they should be chai by Gneva Aveda. Says the Gemara, that is not going to work. Because Malashvura Mesa, Tlaefsha Lemitrach of a Suyi. You can't reverse if the animal reversed, it broke its limb, or if the animal died. And therefore, maybe that's why a Shoyl is chayiv. Timer, should we argue by Gneva Aveda? By Gneva Aveda, the Efsha Lemitrach of a Suyi, you can't bring it back. You could find it. If it's lost, you could go to the Ganef and get it back. Perhaps a Shoyl should be Potter. Ask the Gemara, we just learned at the end of the Shir yesterday that a Shoyl is Chai by Shvuya. Even though Shvuya, which means kidnapped, can be retrieved. So we see the fact that it can be retrieved is not a factor. Answers Taisvus, Gneva Aveda is easier to retrieve than Shvuya. If something is kidnapped, it's hard to get back. And therefore, it's considered like it's not retrievable. On the other hand, Gneva Aveda is retrievable, and maybe that's why the Shoyl shouldn't be Chayiv. Ella says the Gemara, how do we know that a Shoyl is Chayiv for Gneva Aveda? Ki Ad Tanya. The Pasuk says, the Braisa says, V'nishbar Omeis, this is a pasuk in the parasha of a shoyl that is chayiv for the oinus of shvur or mesa. Says the brayse only el shvur or mesa that the shoyl is chayiv. Gneva v'aveda minayin. How do you know the shoyl is chayiv for the gneva aveda also? Says the gemara amrit kavachaima. We make the following kavachaima. Oma hashem esocher. If hashem esocher shepater mishvur or mesa. Chayiv b'gneiv v'aveda, Shoyl, who's chayiv by Shvura Mesa, and then certainly shechayiv b'gneiv v'aveda, that it should be chayiv for gneiv v'aveda. And the Brisa ends off with the words, v'zu kavachoymish en lo tshuva. This is a kavachoymer that can't be refuted. So before we get deeper into the Gemara, the Mefarshim question. Rabbi Naftali Trop says that we know we have a rule throughout Shas of Ein Onesh Min Hadin. We can't punish somebody based on a Kavachimer. So ask Rabbi Naftali Trop, our Gemara, and we will have this come up a number of times in the coming Shiurim, relies on a Kavachimer to teach us a halacha that when a Shoyl is Chayiv or other Shoyl is Chayiv. But then, don't we know Ein Onesh Min Hadin? We can't rely on a kavachomer to make somebody chayiv in an einish. So how can we rely on these kavachomers? Says Rav Naftali Trop. What does Ein Onesh Min Hadin teach us? Ein Onesh Min Hadin teaches us that you can't give an einish based on a kavachomer. The kavachomer that our Gemara is using is not speaking to the einish. The kavachomer is speaking to the responsibility of the shomer. And it's telling us that the level of responsibility a shoyl has is that he has to take care that the animal should not be stolen, should not be lost. The fact that if it does get stolen and lost, there'll be a financial repercussion, that's not the point of the kavachomer. The point is, level of responsibility, and that is not contradictory to Ein Ayin Shimon Adin. So says the Ritva in helping us understand the Gemara. He says, if the Braisa quotes the Kal V'chomer and ends off with the words, this Kal V'chomer cannot be refuted, that means that there was a question. And the Braisa anticipated you would ask a question and is telling us that don't worry about the question. Ask the Gemara, my Einol of Tshuva. What was the question that the Braisa was anticipating? Because Ik V'chitema, one could perhaps ask, as we learned in the previous year, Ikala Mifrach, Ma'al Hashem Esachar, Shekem Esham Tashlumei Kefal, B'toyin Tanis Lista Mezuyim. And just to explain, even though Hashem Esachar, as we learned in the previous year, is Chai B'Gneva V'Aveda, that's a regular situation of Gneva V'Aveda. But let's say it was an armed robber who stole the item from Hashem Esachar. A Lista Mezuyim is an Oinus. And a Shayma Sachar is potter by an Oinus. And therefore, ask the Gemara the following situation. A Shayma Sachar is potter by an Oinus. A Shoyal is Chai by an Oinus. So ask the Gemara, if a Shayma Sachar claimed that the item he was watching was stolen with a list of Mezuyim, he's potter. Were he to swear falsely, and then it turns out that he's lying, he'd pay kefil. A shoyal, if he would say that it was stolen with a list of mezuyin, and as I just said, a list of mezuyin is considered an oinus, but an oinus is not this exemption for a shoyal. So he'd have to pay the karen. So we have a situation that the shoymes sachar is more stringent, is more chomer than the shoyal. The shoyal will never end up paying kefil. The Shem Sachar may end up paying kefil. And as the Ritva explains the Gemara doesn't mean to say that a Shem Sachar should be treated more stringently than a Shoyal. Of course we realize, as we spoke yesterday, a Shoyal is an individual who's Kol HaNor Shaloi, and therefore a Shoyal is different than a Shem Sachar. The question is more responsible. The point of the Gemara is that to learn a Kal V'Chomer legitimately, this has to be the Kal, and this has to be the Chomer. If we identify even in one aspect where this is more Chomer than the other one, then we can't learn Kal V'Chomers. And therefore, the Gemara is legitimately asking if a Shem Sachar could come to a situation that is Chayiv Kefil, and a Shoyal cannot come to a situation that is Chayiv Kefil, then the Shem Sachar is not necessarily more lenient than the Shoyal. So how can I learn Shoyal from Shem Sachar? Back into the Gemara. V'chitem ikla mifrach, way we could refute the Kal V'Chomer, we would say, Ma'al Shem Sachar shekem shalom tashlum kefil. There is a situation where Shem Sachar could come to pay kefil, in the case that we just explained by Toyin Toyin Slus to Mezuyin. A Shoyal will never pay kefil. So why, maybe a Shoyal Mesachar, so I can't learn a Shoyal from Shoyal Mesachar. Answers the Gemara, Afil Hacha, Kana the Shoyal Adifa. As we explained in the previous year. A Shoyal, true, never comes to the time that he's going to pay kefil. But he's always going to have to pay the Karen. A Shoyal Mesachar, if he says the truth and there was indeed a list of Mezuyin, he won't pay the Karen. Only if he's lying, and only if he swears to that lie, and he's caught with the lie, does he pay kefil. So Gemara is saying a Karen is a sure thing. A Kefil may happen. Paying for sure Karen is more chomer than maybe you'll end up having to pay Kefil. That's how we explained it yesterday. Ibai Seima, another Teretz is, we're suggesting that there's a situation that a Shem Sachar may end up paying Kefil. Says Gemara, that's not true. Because Kesava list of Mezuyin Gazlanhu. As when we learned the Masechet Bava Kamma, we learned the din that a ganef pays kefil is by a ganef, not by a gazlan. And I explained the difference between a ganef and a gazlan. As a ganef is somebody who steals surreptitiously, a gazlan does it in the open. So the Gemara is saying that a list of mezuyin is in the category of a gazlan. So even if the Shem Sachar says that it was stolen by a list of mezuyin, and he swears falsely, and it turns out he lied, he still wouldn't pay kefil. So therefore, a Shem Sachar never pays kefil. So you want to say if Shem Sachar has a chumrah, what is it? So before we go further, there's a very interesting rivash. The rivash says, he asks a question. He says, our Gemara is attempting to figure out how we know that, we've succeeded now. How we know that a shoyl pays by Gneiva Vaveda, and we learned the Kav HaChomer from a Shoyim Sachar. Ask the Rivash, why don't we say a much simpler pshat? Why don't we say that a shoyl is considered a super Shoyim Sachar? Because a Shoyim Sachar can't use the item that he's watching, and a shoyl may. So if we'll categorize or we'll understand a shoyl to be a super Shoyim Sachar, it'll be obvious whatever halacha applies to a Shoyim Sachar will apply to a shoyl. Says the Rivash, that's the way the Achronim explained the Rivash, that's not what a shoyl is. For he explains, if we look at the four shoymrim that we're discussing, Shemachinim, Shemesachar, Shoyl, and Soicher, really that group of four needs to be divided into two and two. What do I mean? He says, what does he mean? A Shoyim HaSachar and a Shoyim HaChinam are primarily working for the benefit of the owner. They're watching this object on his benefit, for his benefit. The only difference is that the Shoyim HaSachar gets paid, the Shoyim HaChinam doesn't get paid. The Shoyim and the Soicher is just the opposite. Their primary objective is to work for themselves. The only difference is that the Shoyim has a right to use the item for his own benefit without paying, and the Soicher, the renter, has to pay. But they're so different, you can't call a shoyl a super Shoyim HaSachar. Continues the Gemara, Ashkechan L'chiyev. As we've learned yesterday that the Mishnah taught us, and we're going to spend a lot of time discussing this, that there is a tor, a ball of imay. So the question is, we've now identified that a shoyl is chayiv for Gneiv Aveda. The question is, l'ptor menolon. How do we know that the Ptur, that the special dispensation of Baal of Imoy, that applies by Gneva Aveda also? V'chitem, and if you'll suggest, Nelef Mishvur V'Mesa. If the Ptur, a Baal of Imoy, applies by Shvur V'Mesa, that's an explicit pasuk, we'll say it also applies by Gneva Aveda. Says the Gemara, you can't take that type of limud. Because Mala Shvur V'Mesa, she can't einis. A Shvur HaMeis is an oinus. So that's where we say there's a Ptur, a ball of Imoy. But how do we know by Gneva Veda, which isn't an oinus, we have a Ptur, a ball of Imoy? Says the Gemara, El Gomem Mishayim HaSachar. We say that just like by a Shayim HaSachar, who's Chai B'Gneva Veda, he's Potter by ball of Imoy, so too a Shoyl, who we just established as Chai B'Gneva Veda, but if it's ball of Imoy, he's Potter. Ask the Gemara, the Shoyim HaSachar Gufa Menolon, and how do we indeed know that a Shoyim HaSachar has a Ptur, a ball of Imoy, by Gneva Vaveda? Answers the Gemara, Gamri Chiyuvah the Shoyim HaSachar, the Chiyuvah the Shoyim. We learn the din of a Shoyim HaSachar from a Shoyim. Ma'ala Halan, just like by a Shoyim, the Baal and Potter, by Shoyim we have a Ptur, a ball of Imoy, Af Kan, the Baal and Potter. So too, by Shoyim HaSachar, we have a Ptur, a ball of Imoy. Ask the Gemara, what type of limud are we learning? The Mai Gomer, what type of limud is the Gemara attempting to use? Even Mamatzinu, if we're trying to use a limud called a Binyan Av, Ikalem Frakadah Bechinen, Shekain Oynes. Where does the Torah say that a Shoyl has a Ptur, a ball of Imoy? By an Oynes. But an Oynes is by Shvura Mesa. So maybe the Ptur, a ball of Imoy, is limited to a situation of Oynes. How do I take and apply it to a situation of Gneva Veda, which is not an Oynes? Ella, Amakra, says the Gemara, how do we know that the Ptur, a ball of Imoy, applies by Gneva Veda of a Shoyim HaSachar? Because the Torah, as I said at the beginning of the Shir, uses the word V'chi Yishal to begin the third parasha of a shoyl. So there's a vav. Vav is a vav of chibur. It's connecting this parasha of a shoyl to the previous parasha of a Shoyim HaSachar. Vav moisev el inyan rishon. The vav is coming to connect these two parashas. The yam and el yam etachten. And therefore we take we learn the second parasha, the dinim by the second parasha of Shemesh Sachar from the rules of the third Pasha of Shoyal. And therefore, since by Shoyal there's a Ptur of Baal of Imai, we will say so too by Shemesh Sachar is there a Ptur of Baal of Imai. Ask the Gemara. So now we've successfully learned the halacha of Baal of Imai by Shemesh Sachar, that it applies. However, asked the Gemara, as we began this piece of Gemara, Vakati Shoyal Mishem Sachar Legomer. That only helps us that we can learn the halacha of Shem Sachar from Shoyal. That a Baal of Imai applies to the Shoyal who has a higher level of responsibility, certainly applies to the Shem Sachar who has a lower level of responsibility. But how do we know that the din of Baal of Imai that applies by the Gneva of Aveda of Shem Sachar also applies by the Gneva Aveda of Shoyal? Dikla Mifrich, because we could successfully argue, Mal Shem Sachar Shekain Pata B'Shvura Mesa, since Shem Sachar carries this leniency that he's Pata by Einzim, that's why I'll also say that he has the Torah of Baal of Imai by Gneva of Aveda. Time of Bishoyal, but how can we say that that same rule will apply by Shoyal that has the stringency, Shechai Bishvur of Emesa? So we're back to where we started. How do we know that by Gnev of Aveda of a Shoyal, there's a Ptur, a Baal of Imai? Says the Gemara, El Gnev of Aveda Bishoyal, Echuv of Menolam. So the Gemara goes back. Let's try to think. How do we start today's Shir? How do we know that Shoyal is Chayiv for Gneva Aveda? Because as we learned earlier in our Shir, the government of Shemesh Sachar, we learned the Kavachayim for Shemesh Sachar. Now there's a rule regarding Kavachayimus. Daya lova minadin lias kenidin. Whenever we use something as a source, and we learn something from that source, we have to apply all of the rules. So if Shemesh Sachar, if the Gneva Aveda of Shemesh Sachar is the source from which we learn that a Shoyal is Chai for Gneva Aveda, then the rules of Gneva Aveda by Shoyal will have to be identical to the rules of Gneva Aveda by Shemesh Sachar. And Ma Gneva Aveda, the Shemesh Sachar, even we're saying that a Shemesh Sachar is Chai by Gneva Aveda, the halacha is B'bolim, if there's Baal of Imai, he's Potter. So now if we're learning Shoyal from a Shemesh Sachar, we'll say the same. Af Gneva Aveda de Shoyal, the din of Gneva Aveda by Shoyal, Nami the halach is that if it's Baal of Imai, he's Potter. Ask the Gemara, Hanich Leman this Leidayoi, if you subscribe to this concept of Dayi, Lovimin Hadin Lias Kanidin, so now we've successfully proven that whatever din of Gneva Aveda there is by Shemesh Sachar, the same din will be by Shoyal. Ella, according to the Mandama, we discussed this in Masecht Baba Kama, the Lesle Dayoi, who doesn't subscribe to the concept of Dayoi. Reb Tarfon's opinion, Ma'ika Lameimer, asked Tosfos. When we learned the Gemara in Masecht Baba Kama, we learned that Reb Tarfon doesn't subscribe to Dayoi when? Reb Tarfon doesn't subscribe to Dayoi when, by using Dayoi, the Kavachomer will become useless. But if this Kavachomer will remain, then Rav Tarfon uses the concept of Dayoi. So let's think about today's Shir. We're learning from Shemesh Sachar to Shoyal two rules. We're learning that a Shoyal, from Shemesh Sachar to Shoyal, two rules. We're learning that just like a Shemesh Sachar is Chayav B'Gneva Aveda, so to Shoyal. And now we want to learn that just like a Shemesh Sachar is part of a Baal of Imai, so to a Shoyal. As Tosfos, I could still have a Kavachomer. I could still have a Kavachomer, because I'm going to use the Kavachomer to teach me the Halach of Gneva Aveda. Under such circumstances, even Reb Tarfon subscribes to Dayoi. So that's the Gemara's question. So Tosfos says that this Gemara follows the Havamina of the Gemara Masech Baba Kama. When the Havamina of the Gemara Masech Baba Kama, Reb Tarfon never holds of the concept of Dayoi. That's Tosfos' Teretz. The Ritva gives a different Teretz. We just said a moment ago that there are really two Kavachomers. One is a Kavachomer that we say that just like a Shemesh Sachar is Chayiv by Gneva Aveda, so to a Shoyal. And now we want to have another Limud that just like a Shemesh Sachar is part of a Baal of Imai by Gneva Aveda, so to a Shoyal. Says Tosfos, the first Limud I don't need to learn from a Shemesh Sachar. I can learn it from a shayl alone by saying, if a shayl is chai by shvur v'meisa, and a shamsacher is not chai by shvur v'meisa, so a shamsacher, so certainly a shayl is chayiv for gneva aveda. So I don't need shamsacher to teach me the halacha, the basic halacha gneva aveda. I only need shamsacher to teach me the halacha of ball of imai. And if we're going to apply dayoi, then we won't have that kavachaymer. So back to where we started, he doesn't use dayoi under such circumstances. Ela makra. So where will we learn that ball of imai applies by gneva aved of a shoyl? Because the pasuk says v'chi yishal, and now the gemara expands this vav. Vav masiv alin in rishon. The vav that connects the second parasha of a shemesacha to a shoyl does two things. Yemen elyon v'tachten, v'tachten elyon. It goes, so to speak, on a two-way street. It comes to teach us that just like a shemesacher, just like there's a din of ball of imai by shoyl, so too is there a din of ball of imai by shemesacher. And on the other hand, it teaches us that just like ball of imai by gneva aveda of a shemesacher is potter, so too by a shoyl. So they equate shemesacher and shoyl as far as gneva aveda. As I said earlier, and as we actually learned in the Mishnah the previous year, the Gemara has been spending and will continue in the coming Shiurim to spend time discussing the halacha ball of imai. The Sfarim actually say that ball of imai, this concept of ball of imai, actually is relevant not just to Shomer, but it's relevant to all of us in our religious observance, the Sfarim explain. But the Sfarim say that there's a very big difference between two people who could do the same Aveira. Rav Cheskel Abramsky explains this, Dari Cheskel. He says you could have a person who does an Aveira, he believes in God, but he never fell in, he did an Aveira. And then you have a person who has no Amuna. He says certainly the person who believes in Hashem and believes in the Torah, just he wasn't able to withstand, is much less of a sinner than the first person. Why? Because the person who lives with Amunah has Ba'al of Imai. He has a Kadosh Baruch Hu with him. And we're learning in our Gemara that when Ba'al of Imai, you're potter. And actually, I saw that the Chassidish Sfarim explained that that's what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Acha shu'alti meis Hashem, oisa avakesh. Shifti meis Hashem, kol yimei chayoi. Say the Sfarim. David HaMelech says, I recognize that my existence in this world is the existence of a shoyl. We live on borrowed time. We're here in a couple of years. So if I realize that I'm a shoyl, and I realize that I'm Eis Hashem, that wherever I am, it's Ba'ol of Imai, Hashem is with me, Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit, so I have a tour of Ba'ol of Imai. And if I have the Torah Ba'al of Imai, even if I chas v'shalom do averis, says David HaMelech, lach sevenayim Hashem levaka echalai, I won't be punished forever. And furthermore, actually the Sfarim say, the Gemara says, mi'olam lo'ilon odam b'Yerushalayim u'b'yadei oven. Nobody remained overnight in Yerushalayim with an avera. What's pshat? What's so special about remaining in Yerushalayim in the time of the Beis HaMikdash that prevented us from having Averis? So I saw a beautiful pshat in Yonah de Yoyma. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, we brought Karbonis. What's the purpose of a carbon? So the word carbon itself implies carbon is Vloshim Karev, that we come close to Hashem. If a person is close to Hashem, it's Baal of Imai. Al Gemara is teaching us that if it's Baal of Imai, you're always potter. In the time we had kabonis, in the time we had ball of imai, beyond the oven, that's how we had a kapara on our veris. But back to the Gemara. We know that a shay mechinam is chayiv by pshia. We also have been learning that there's a new ptor called ball of imai. Ask the Gemara, itmar, pshia bebalim. Does the ptor of ball of imai also apply by pshia? For example, Hashem Chinam. Says the Gemara, Pligibar of Achav Ravina. Charam Achayev. There we don't have a ptor of ball of imai. Charam Apata. So I saw that the Rishonim explained the Gemara, And we referenced this in our previous shiur very beautifully. They say that the machloikas here is based on a fundamental need to understand what is the chiv by pshia. Is that chiv that a shomer is chai by pshia a din in shomer? And now we're learning that even though they're shomer machayiv, there's a ptur called bal of imai. Or as we said in the previous year, the chiv of pshia is not a chiv in hilchos shomerim. It's called a mazik. The din of bal of imai doesn't apply by a mazik. And therefore, the Gemara is suggesting that you won't have that ptur. So the Gemara is saying, it's a machloikas. It says, what is the machloikas based on? Man de chayiv, ksav and mikra and nidrish lefanov, v'loy lefnei fanov. As we've learned before, as we started this year actually, there are three parashiyas. We've identified the three parashiyas, that the first parashiyah is talking about Hashem Echinam, the second parashiyah is talking about Hashem Esachar, the third parashiyah is talking about Eshoyel. The din of Baal of Imai is in the parashiyah of Eshoyel. We've also learned that the Torah with the Vav connects the second parashiyah to the third parashiyah. So this man, the Amma, says that the second and third parashiyahs are connected, but not the first and third. Hilchach, in Baal of Imai, Hashem Echinam like Siv. The Torah Baal of Imai doesn't go back to the first parasha. And therefore, the din of Pshia, which is by Shem Echinam, won't have the din of Baal of Imai. It doesn't say it explicitly. We learn from Shem Echinam. Hilchach, B'Shem Esachar B'Shoyel L'Chiyos. How do we know that Shem Esachar and Eshoyel are chai by Pshia? Asya v'kavachayim m'shem Echinam. We learn it from Shem Echinam. And if we learn it from Shem Echinam, just like by Shem Echinam was saying, the din of Baal of Imai doesn't apply, if the din of Pshia by Shem Esachar and Eshoyel, we learn from Shem Echinam, the din will be that just like by Shem Echinam there's no Ptur Baal of Imai, so too by Shem Esachar and Eshoyel there isn't. Ava b'balim liftar, there isn't a limit. Abishem esachar, abishem eshoyel loy. Because my tama, and the Gemara explains itself again, kik sivim bal of imoy, loy yishoyel, loy yishalim. This Torah bal of imoy is referenced strictly to Hashem eshoyel v'shem esachar. And therefore, a hanach yuvedik sibu behedya, regarding where Hashem esachar and eshoyel are chayiv, who the michtav, that's where we have a Torah bal of imoy. But Pshia, which we don't learn from Shem Esachar and Eshoyel, we learn from Shem Echinam. If the Torah Baal of Imai won't apply by Shem Echinam, it won't apply by Shem Esachar and Eshoyel either. My Dam the Potter, the man Dam that says that the Torah Baal of Imai also applies to Pshia, because he holds Mikra Nidrish Lefanov or Lefnei Fanov, that the Parasha Baal of Imai that it says in the third parasha is not only taken back to the second parasha of Shem Esachar, but it's also taken back to the first parasha of Shem Echinam. Therefore, the chik sivim bal of imoy, if the Torah taught us halacha bal of imoy, it's not limited to Shem Esachar, it also applies to Shem Echinam. Hashem Echinam namik siv. Says the Gemara, hatnan, we learned in our Mishnah, hashay la para v'shay pala imoy, if I borrowed a cow, and I also borrowed the services of his owner, or I shoy la para, the socha balei imoy, or I borrowed a cow, and I rented the worker's services with that, shoy balei, or I borrowed your services, or sochon, or I rented your services, vachkach, and after I borrowed or rented your services, shoy la para, I borrow your car, your cow, or mesa, and then the cow dies. So these, as we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, are all examples of Baal of Imai. And therefore Potter. But all of the examples the Mishnah gave are situations of a Shoyel. V'il Shoyel Mechinam like Tani. Isn't that a proof that the din of Baal of Imai doesn't apply by Shem Mechinam? For it were to apply by Shem Mechinam, then the Mishnah should have said that a Shem Mechinam also, the Mishnah should have cited a case, an example with Shem Echinam. Ask the Gemara, if your line of reasoning is correct, ulatameich, that we said today clearly in our shir, that the p'tor of bol of imoy applies by shem esachar. And our Mishnah doesn't speak about a shem esachar. Ulatameich shem esachar miktani. Yet we clearly learned in today's shir that the din of bol of imoy applies by shem esachar. Ella, what do we have to say? Tana milsa, diksibah hedyiktani. Our Mishnah is only referencing dinim that are explicit in the Torah. Da'asi medrasha, something that we don't have explicitly in the Torah, like Tani. And therefore, even though the din of Baal of Imoy applies by Shem Sachar, and perhaps it even applies by Shem Chinam, the reason those cases are not cited in our Mishnah, because that's not the Farish in the Torah. Ask the Meretzchais. This Gemara just taught us that something that's the Farish in the Torah, something that's explicit in the Torah, is better, is something that the Mishnah is going to cite, versus something that I only learned from a drasha. Ask the Meretzchais that many times in Shas we find that the Gemara uses the words Musa da Asiya Midrasha, something that I learned from a drasha, Chavivalei. So ask the Meretzchais. Here we say that we prefer something that is explicit in the Torah. And here we say Musa da Asiya Midrasha, Chavivalei. How do I reconcile this? So he says a beautiful terence. He says there are two words in Hebrew that are not synonymous. There's a word called Chaviva and there's a word called Chashiva. Chaviva means something you like. Chashiva means something that's more choshev, more substantial. He says something that you learn from a drasha is chaviva. Something that's explicit in the Torah is chashiva. So says the Meretzchais. When the Mishnah is going to, the Mishnah or the Braisa, is going to mention two subjects. One subject is explicit in the Torah, and one I learned from a drasha. The Mishnah, the Braisa, is going to say the drasha first. Chavivalei, I like that better. But if the Mishnah or the Braisa have to make a choice, that's only going to mention one case. And which case are we going to mention? Are we going to mention what the Torah says beferish? Or are we going to mention a drasha? Certainly we're going to mention only what the Torah says explicitly, because that's chashiva, that's more chashiv. So the Gemara tries another raya. Tashma. It says in a Braisa, Shala, if you borrowed a cow, Bishala Baal Ima, and you borrowed the services of its owner. Sachra, or you rented the cow of a Sachra Baal Ima, and you rented the services of its owner. Shalo, you borrowed the cow, the Sachra Baal Ima, and you rented the services of its owner. Sachra, you rented the cow, the Shal Baal Ima, and you borrowed the services of its owner. Avpi, Shabalim Oysim Malaka B'makamacher, even if the owners are working for you, not together with the cow, they're doing a different job for you, Umesa, and the animal dies, Potter. The tour of Baal of Imoy applies. Says the Gemara, Savrua, so they assumed that Hamani, who was a Tana of this Braisa, Rabbi Yehudahi. It represents the opinion of Yehuda. The Omar, who Rabbi Yehuda has, and we've had this question numerous times, the Torah speaks about the fourth Shimer, the Seicher, the renter. But the Torah doesn't explicitly tell us what is his din. And we have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda says that he has the din like a Shem Sachar. Rameya says he has a din like a Shem Chinam. So the Gemara is assuming that the Seicher has the same din like a Shem Sachar dummy. V'hoi Tana, K'tana Milsadasi V'drasha. This Tana is not limiting himself to speak about only what it says beferish in the Torah, because it speaks about a renter, that the Torah doesn't say the din of Baal of Imoy by renter. And the Torah is teaching us that the renter, who has the same din as the Shem Sachar, has the Torah Baal of Imoy. V'yim Shem Chinam, like Tani. So we see that this Braisa is not limiting itself to speak about what the Torah says. It speaks about even, it says explicitly, it speaks about the drashas, and it still omits speaking about a Shem Chinam, leading us to understand that the Torah Baal of Imoy doesn't apply by Shem Chinam, which is another way of saying it doesn't apply by Pshia. If it's the only time Shem Chinam is Chayiv, is by Pshia. Answers the Gemara, your Raya is not a Raya. Because Hamani, who is the Tana of this Braisa? Rameyihi. It follows the opinion of Rameya. Damar, Seicher, Kishem Chinam Dami. He says that, as I said a moment ago, that the Seicher has a din like Kishem Chinam. And if we're saying that a Seicher has the Torah Baal of Imoy, obviously, then obviously that the Shem Chinam and the Shem Sachar will have the din, will have the Ptor, a ball of Imai.
another reason why this raya is not a raya, says the Gemara, and this is the way the Ritva explains the Gemara. Ritva says, in a machloikis of Rabbi Huda and Rameya, we prefer to follow the opinion of Rabbi Huda. Because usually when we have the Chachamim arguing with Rameya, man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim that are arguing with Rameya? It's Rabbi Huda. And now says the Gemara, Kermachle Rabbi Bravo Vitani. Rabbi Bravo reversed the opinions. And he said, Soicha Ketz Mishalim, what is the din of a Soicha? Rameya Mikishayim Asachar. Rameya says he has a din like a Shem Asachar. Rabbi Huda Mikishayim Achinam. So this price reflects the opinion of Rameya. But according to Rabbi Huda, that a Soicha has a din like a Shem Achinam, the halacha will be that a Shem Achinam will have the Torah Bala Vimad. And actually, Tosfos in Amud Aleph and all the Rishonim say that Lahaloch Lamaisa, the Ptur Abal of Imai, is applicable by Shamachinam, by Pshia. Although the Rambam adds, and that's the way the Rambam passes also, but the Rambam adds, there's going to be a situation where Baal of Imai will not apply by Shamachinam. And that is, let's say a Shamachinam was asked to watch an item, and that Shamachinam went and passed on that item to a Shamachinam, so he gave it to a different individual who wasn't appointed. Even if Baal of Imai, even if the owner is working for the Shomer, we won't have a Ptur Baal of Imai because he wasn't the person given the thing to watch. Says the Gemara. I'm Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna comes now to severely limit the Ptur of Baal of Imai. And says Rav Hamnuna, Laila Muchayev, it's not considered Baal of Imai until Achtei Para V'chayrishpa. In order to apply the concept of Baal of Imai, if I borrow a cow from you to use the Ptur of Baal of Imai, you have to be working with the cow, number one. You have to be working with the cow. And furthermore, let's say at the moment I borrowed the cow, you were working for me. But ultimately when the cow died, you were no longer working for me. Even though you were working for me at the moment of the Sheila, says Rav Hamnuna, we won't have the Ptur, a Baal of Imai. Alma, obviously Rav Hamnuna's opinion is, Ksav a Baal of Imai, Akula Milsamashma. You have to be working for me with the cow from the beginning of the time I borrow a cow to you till the term expires. Or at least until the cow dies. Masav Rava asks Rava, are Rav Hamnuna's opinion? We just learned in the Braisa, Shala v'shala bali imai, Sakhra v'sakhra bali imai, Sakhra v'shala bali imai, Shala v'sakhra bali imai. I'm not repeating my explanation. So says the Braisa, clearly, Afa b'sha balim oisim melacha b'makam achar. Even though the workers are not, even though the owners are not working directly with that cow, but in the cow dies, potter, my laugh. Isn't the Braisa referring to the situation? But Melacha Acheres, that you're not working with this cow. And yet, the Braisa says that the Ptur of Baal of Imai applies. Says the Gemara, Loi, Baisa Melacha. He's working with the cow. Ask them, but the Braisa used the word B'makam Acher. Ella, B'mai Makam Acher. What does Makam Acher mean? The Kama'api V'ozel Kama. Which means that you're working with the cow, but the way it works with the cow is you don't stand directly with the cow. You could be standing in front of the cow. So it's considered you're working with the cow, even though you're not directly with it. But if you were in a different job altogether, then the Ptur Baal of Imai perhaps wouldn't apply. Ask the Gemara, how can we explain the Braisa this way? Vodim the Seifa al-Gaba, if the Seifa clearly is referring to the situation that you're working with the cow, Reisha b'mlach acheres, the Tani Sefer, what does it say in the Sefer? Shala, that if I borrowed the cow, Vakach Shal Bali, and only afterwards I borrowed the services of its owner. Sacher Vakach Sacher Bala Ima. Abbi Shacher Bala Chorsh Magaba Umeis, that the animal, that he's working mamish with the cow, Chayiv. So you see that he is working with the cow. Amri. So you see the Rashi is talking that he's not working with the cow. It's only in the Sefer where it's introduced that he's working with the cow. Answers Gemara, no. Reish of a Sefer are referring to the situation where he's working with the actual cow. Bais Malacha. Reisha Vusuk Mashmalon, but each part of the Braisa has its own Chiddush. Reisha Vusuk Mashmalon, the Sefer Vusuk Mashmalon, and explains the Gemara. Reisha Kamashmalon, the Vusuk Mashmalon, the Afagav, the Lav Al Gaba, even though he's not directly with it, Elabais Mocha, but he's close enough, we apply Kimda Baal Mashash Shayla, since he was working. And he's close enough to working with me, we have the Tor Abal of Imoy. The Sefer of Usa Kamashmon, the Sefer is teaching us, Davgav Dal Gabo, even though he's mamish working together with the animal, but since, Kivin Delahayu Balam, since he wasn't working for me, Bishah Shela, at the moment that I borrowed it, Potter. Chayiv, we don't have the Ptor Abal of Imai. So then, how can we explain the Brice this way? Hi, Mai. If we'll say that the Reish is teaching us that he's doing something else, and still we apply the Ptor Abal of Imai, the Sefer Ba'is Melacha, and the Sefer is talking that he's mamish working with me, and we still do not apply the Ptor Abal of Imai, Hainaravusa. We could understand the sequence of the Braisa. Eli Amrit, Reish of a Sefer Ba'is Melacha, that he's working with me both on the Reish and the Sefer, my Ravusa. So what's the Braisa teaching us? One question. Voitanya. And now the Gemara asks another question of Amunah's opinion. The Pasuk says, in Baal of Imai lo yishalem. Any idea, so it's obvious, that in Baal of Ein Imai, that if the owner is not working for me, shalom yishalem, that we don't have the Torah Baal of Imai. El matam loimer, Baal of Imai. So why does the Torah have to say both sides of the coin? That if he's working with me, Baal of Imai, and if he's not working with me, then we don't have Baal of Imai. Obviously, if you're not working with me, you don't have Baal of Imai. Loi Meloch, to teach us that Hai Imai Bishah Shela, that as long as he was working with me at the inception of the loan, and Tzarchli is Imai Bishah Shvura Meisai, you don't have to be with me throughout. And on the other hand, Hai Imai, even though you're working for me now, Bishah Shvura Meisai, when the animal actually dies, Tzarchli is Imai Bishah Shela. You still have to be with me at the time it was borrowed. So the Braisa clearly teaches us that you have to be with us at the moment of Shayla, but that's all that's required. You don't have to remain with me throughout. Question of Hamnuna. But Tanyidach, another Braisa. Mamasha Shinem Baal of In Imai. Shalom Yishalim. Any Yudea Shim Baal of Imai Lo Yishalim. If the second Pasuk says that when there's no Baal of Imai, he pays, obviously we have Baal of Imai, you don't pay. So matam aloimus, so why did the Torah have to clearly say, in Baal of Imai, you don't pay, the shayla will not be chayif. Loim aloch, the teachers. Kivin shiyotim rishus mashal, shah achs babalim umesa. As long as you were working for me at the inception, even though the owner is no longer working for me, potter. Which is clearly a refutation of Rav Nuna's opinion, who says, you have to be working with me up to the time of Shvur V'Mesa in order to apply the Ptor, a Baal of Imai. So, Tiyufta the Rav Amnuna, Tiyufta. Says the Gemara, Abaya Matar Savala, we go back to what we learned in the previous year, Abaya Savala Krabayashia, or Matar Tzkalai Kroi Krabayashia, Abaya follows the opinion of Rabayashia, and explains the Psukim like Rabayashia, and Rabba Savala Krabayanasin, or Matar Tzkalai Kroi Krabayanasin. Says, explains the Gemara. Abaya Sobla Krabayashia, Umataz Lakroi Krabayashia. The Pasuk says, Baal of Ein Imoi, Shalom Yishalom. Tama, the lesser B'Tavayu. That he wasn't, only because, if he wasn't with me throughout. Ha'isa B'Chada, V'Leis B'Chada, if he was there, either at the time of borrowing, or at the time of working, Potter. As the Gemara, for Ksiv and Baal of Imai lo yishama, which seems to indicate Tamad Isa B'Tavayu, because Abaya's opinion, Rabbi's opinion, is that you always have to have both conditions, unless the Torah tells you differently. Tamad Isa B'Tavayu, Ha Isa B'Chada, V'Leisa B'Chada, if he's by one and not the other, Mechayiv. So how do I reconcile it? One Pasuk seems to teach us that he has to be there, another Pasuk doesn't. Loi Meloch, the teachers. Hayoyim Abishah Shela, if he was with me at the moment of borrowing, and Tzarek Liyasim Abishah Shvura Mesa. On the other hand, Hayoyim Abishah Shvura Mesa, if he was with me when the animal died, that is not enough. tzarech liyisim v'shash shayla. Rava, on the other hand, saval krev yoynesin, that each one by itself is enough. U'metas l'krev krev yoynesin. The Tanya, in ball of imoy, lo yishalem. Mashma d'isa b'tavayu, it's mashma that he has to be by both. Or mashma nami, on the other hand, it can be explained, the kis b'chada, if he's only there one time, v'leis b'chada, but not the other time, potter. Then we'll apply the Torah ball of imoy. Iksif, ball of ein imoy, shalom yishalem. Mashma, it's only in a situation, Rabbi Yonason, who always says it means either one, the leis b'tavayu, that he's not there by both situations. But on the other hand, if he's only there by one situation, he's chayiv. By one point, he will be chayiv. Lo malach, the teachers. Hayayim avishah shela. If he was with me when at the time of borrowing, ain't tzarech liyusim avishah shvura meisa. But on the other hand, hayayim avishah shvura meisa, that isn't enough to apply balav imay, tzarech liyusim avishah shela.